So, Gary, the League Cup final this weekend. What do you think of sort of Sunderland's chances going into the match against Man City?
Well, it's a two-horse race. Anything can happen, but as we know, Man City will be red-hot favourites. They need to have an off day. We need to play very well. Need a little bit of luck on our sides, but you've got to look back at the last four occasions we've played Manchester City, especially at the Stadium of Light. We've got a result. So fingers crossed and, you know, going into the game quite comfortable, confident that we can get a result.
As an ex-player yourself as well, how much belief does it give you when you know that you have beat the side sort of quite often in the past, and obviously back in November a 1-0 win at the Stadium of Light as well?
You've got to have that belief. As I said, it is a final. It's a great occasion, great stage to make a name for yourselves. And as I said, you need to play well. You need a little bit of luck. But, you know, you need that belief that you can win the game.
And we're back in August when they came back from, I think, 2-0 down to beat MK Dons. Do you think they probably was going to make it all the way to Wembley then?
No, not at all. But, you know, you look back on occasions like that when you're playing MK Dons and nobody was expecting, especially the last 10 minutes of the game. Everybody, I think there's one or two supporters who actually left the ground then. But to come back and obviously to win the game and, you know, it ends up where we are at the present moment. Who would have thought that we would have been in the final against Manchester City? But, you know, what happens in the Cup, it breeds confidence, which it has done. It's helped our league form, but hopefully it can continue.
And it's certainly not been an easy Cup run either, has it, with Chelsea and Manchester United as well?
It's been a spectacle, spectacular run in the Cup. Memorable, shall we say. Everybody will look back at that Manchester United two-leg, especially the one at Old Trafford, which went to penalties. But, you know, I think they deserve them to be in the final, and hopefully they can pull it off.
And you mentioned the league form there as well. I think it's four wins and two defeats since the second leg against Manchester United. It's been sort of up and down, hasn't it? And obviously going into the game off the back of the Arsenal defeat, how important is it that more than anything they just avoid an embarrassment in the Cup final to make sure that it doesn't hinder the confidence going into the league running?
I think the most important thing is that the football club and the players and the staff have done very well to get to the final. Nobody was expecting us to get to the final. And a lot of credit's got to go to Gus Poyet as well. The way he's come in, you know, he's given us a sort of template, the way he wants the team to play. He's bred confidence amongst the players and the supporters. You've got to remember where we were when before he took over. We only had 1 point on the table. You know, to get us not just in touching distance, but off the bottom, to get us to the final off the League Cup, to get us into the quarterfinals off the FA Cup, you know, you've got to say we are going in the right direction.
And sort of probably going to be a couple of changes from the Arsenal game as well. Would you expect Wes Brown to come back in?
Yeah, I expect Wes Brown to come back in. I don't think there was any sort of ifs and buts about him coming back in alongside John O'Shea. I think that's, shall we say, our strongest partnership at the present moment, John O'Shea and Wes Brown. I think Phil Bardsley will play at right back. I think Alonso will be at left back. Then in the middle, I would imagine that Catamol, Key, and is it going to be Jack Colback or Larson? I think Johnson. Then again, who's going to be the striking role? Is it going to be Stephen Fletcher? Is it going to be Altidore? And I think Barini will play wide left. That's what I think, but I'm not the manager.
And obviously, as a centre-half yourself, how important is it to sort of have that solid partnership, which you mentioned there, with Wes Brown, O'Shea and Mignone behind him? How solid is that to build upon?
Again, it's important that you have a good spine in the team. You know, you mentioned Mignone, who's been excellent. John O'Shea and Wes Brown, the experience, and it shows, especially when them two play together, they're very, very difficult to play against. Then you've got Lee Catamol. You know, again, you've got that spine right throughout the team, which is going to be important. And again, their experience as well.
I'm sure it'd be nice for you, sort of having started your career at Manchester City. It's almost the perfect final for you, I'm guessing, then.
Oh, it's a great occasion for myself, you know. Play a final against Manchester City. I started my career there, but obviously I'm willing Sunderland to win the game, especially after spending so long at Sunderland. So it's an ideal final for myself, but my fingers crossed for Sunderland win.
You mentioned your time at Sunderland there. I know obviously you lost the 85 League Cup final and the 92 FA Cup final. You know what it's like to be on that side of things. So what is sort of going through the players' minds as you're building up to such a big occasion like this?
Well, again, you know, you've got to have that belief that you can win the game, you know. And again, when you mentioned 85 and 92, you know, we had that belief that we could win the game. You know, we, again, against Norwich in 85, we thought that we were favourites to win. Unfortunately, it was a deflected goal, but we had an opportunity. We missed the penalty. And the same in 92 when we played Liverpool in the FA Cup final. You know, we had that belief. Liverpool weren't playing at their best, shall we say. But, you know, we had opportunities in the first half and we didn't take them. And unfortunately, we was punished for that. And the same will happen, you know, Sunderland against Manchester City. They will have opportunities and you've got to make sure that you take them, especially against Manchester City, because they're not going to come very often. And as I said, you need a little bit of luck.
Where do you think the key battles are going to be then on the pitch at the weekend?
Well, again, you know, you look at the in the middle of the park, especially they're going to be strong, especially when they've got the likes of Yaya Toure, Silva, maybe Fernandinho will play in there. And then maybe an attack. I don't know if Aguero's going to be back. You know, very, very good player. You know, somebody we need to make sure that we keep an eye on. So defensively, you know, looking at our two central defenders, the likes of Wes Brown and John O'Shea, to be at their best, but also in the middle of the park. I think it's important, especially that when we do win the ball, that we, you know, keep hold of it, because maybe we might spend long periods of the match trying to get the ball back.
And obviously from your time at the club and being around the club since you retired, has the pressure been growing a bit since 73, sort of get another trophy back here?
Well, I think the pressure's always been growing. It's, you know, especially it's been a long time since obviously we've been involved in the final. You know, we can go back to 22 years, especially 1992 when we was there. But obviously to win a trophy, it was back in 1973. So the pressure is always on the football club, on the players as well, to get to the final. But now we've got there, you know, can we win it?
Your prediction?
2-1.
Two?
Who do you think?
You're going for Sunderland win?
Sunderland, don't you?
And just you mentioned that, obviously, the FA Cup run as well. There's two great cup runs I've had there. Do you think that's really helped them with the league form? Or sort of how do you think that's affected it? Because obviously they're still right in that relegation battle. How do you think it's going to affect them for the rest of the season?
It's not going to affect them at all. I think it's done them the world of good. You know, a good cup run, it breeds confidence. It keeps the players on their toes. You know, and again, you know, one or two players will be going to bed on a Saturday night thinking, are they going to be in that starting lineup on Sunday against Manchester City? And again in the FA Cup, you know, they want to be involved in all the cup games. You know, they want to be playing at Wembley, and you know, to do that, they've got to be performing week in, week out.